We are on Daf Memtes Amid Beis. We had learned yesterday how the Maisa Chafina was done. Let us just start from the fourth line. Umarzira Lesech Chafnov. So he was Marzir from the Kaf into his Chafnayim. And now there are 2 days how the Keteres was put on the Machta. One day is Vetzoivra. He piled it up. That means there was a lump of Keteres on the Machta. Kedesh ye ashono shoyalovoi. That it should take time for it to get consumed and the smoke should start coming. V'yesh oimrim, and others say, mefazro, that he spread it out over the machte, kedesh yashonem amaheres lovoi, that the ocean should come quicker. And the baraisa ends, v'zuhi avoyde koshe shebemigdosh, This is the difficult, most difficult avoide in the Migdosh. So the Gemara asks, Zuhi Vesuloi. This is the only avoide kosher. Ve'ika Melike. Melike was an avoide kosher. Ve'ika Kmitza. Kmitza was an avoide kosher. The Gemara answers, Ela Zuhi avoide kosher me avoide is kosher shebe Migdosh. This is from the avoides kosher. This is one of the avoide kosher. From the Avayda Kosher Shebe Migdosh. Let us see Rashi. There's no Rashi. Let us see Taisvitz. Ve'ika Kmitze. Uma Shemak Sheri de Beperikame de Menoches Amrinen. Gabi Minches Mafe Umachvas Umacheshes. Now these Menoches, the Kmitze was made after the Mincha was baked already. So the kmitza was from a baked substance. So the Gemara says in Menoches, Zu hi avayde kosher shebe migdosh, that to make a kmitza from a baked substance, this is a difficult kmitza. This is avayde kosher. Ubeperik kol ha Menoches bois matzam rinim, ein lecho she kosher le kmitza yoyser mi minchas choytei. The Minchas Chayte, which was a Mincha Chareva, it was a Mincha without any liquid. There wasn't a more difficult Kmitze than the Minchas Chayte. So the Ri asked for Cheretz Tiredik. The Gemara Menachas would seem, Agamara's Parava. Agamara says Kmitze is Avoyde Kosher. So Agamara could be Kailal or Kmitzes. But the Gemara Menachas that says, it seems it specifies these minches, minches mafe, minches macheshes, machmas or macheshes, zuhi avoide kosher shebe mikdosh. So it specifies these minches, this was the avoide kosher. This was the difficult kmitze. So now we have a problem from the other Gemara that says, a minches chayt, a minches chareva, ein lecho, shekosh, ein lecho, the shekosh le kmitze, yoisem e minches chayt. Is nearly, so Taisvus answers as follows. The Hanach Gimel, the Kachoshiv Hoche, Avoides Koshis, Heim Lekoyin Lasois, Sheyesh Bem Tzal. That the difficulties by these three Avoides are for the Koyin. The Kachoshiv Avoides Koshis, Heim Lekoyin Lasois. It's difficult for the Koyin to do these Avoides. Sheyesh Behem Tzal. There's a physical pain when doing these avoides. Melike limloik bitziporni lachte chamafrekes. So lemaise, he had a breakthrough bone with his zipporin, and that wasn't an easy job. Vechein kmitze de minches mafe sheyesh loy tzal lekoyin limchoik begudloy milamaylo. That means the kmitza was made, again, from something that was previously baked. It was hard, and with his thumb and pinky, he had to smoothen it out. and had to be a good, if a person would have a sharp knife and be able to smooth it out, it couldn't be, couldn't make it chosar either. He couldn't make it chosar. He couldn't make it because then it would be feltem aloi kumtsai. So it has to be exactly flush to where the kmita ends. And he has to do it with his thumb and pinky. And we're doing this on a dova koshan, something that's hard. So this, there was, it didn't, wasn't an easy procedure. It also was a difficult procedure. Perhaps a painful procedure. The machter, there was a machter with three kabim of gecholim right underneath him in the bein abadim, and he's standing over the machter, and there's a lot of heat coming out from these three gecholim, and he's busy making the chafina. Now at the same time, he'd be very careful, shelo yichve michoim hagecholim, we shouldn't get burnt. This was an avoyde kosher. Aber gabi minches choyte, leikom ein locho avoyde kosher yoysa mi minches choyte. Kosher means that it's difficult to sow for the koyin. Ele kosher le kmitze. There the Gemara means it was difficult, the etzim kmitze was difficult to fear duch. Lefisha ain't megubeles, because the kmitzes of a... Minchas Choyte was a Mincha Chareva without any liquid in it to make it stick together. So, Ein Yochel HaHashva is B'Shas K'mitze. Avol Tzar Ein Loi. That means, since there was only thin flour, so the flour would fall out. It wouldn't be able to make sure that the flour remained in the K'mitze. It was a very loose flour, so it would be difficult to make a kosher kmitze. But there was no tzar involved, there's no physical tzar involved in doing this avoide. No, to end up with a good kmitze, that was like a difficult. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Iboi Elohu. Das die Gemara said, Shmamino, choifen, vachoise, vachoifen, Shmamino. That from this baraisa we see, that Lamaise, there was a chfine in Kodesh Kadoshim, so we see that Lalocha we paskin, choifin v'choize v'choifin. Iboyelu. Now the Gemara declares a shayla which we had already mentioned before. Shoch, if the Kohen Gadol shechted the pal, umeis, and he died, mahu sheikoneis acher bedomei. Is it permissible for someone else, for the next Kohen who's being Mishamish, to bring in the dam? What is the Shaila? The Shaila is, it says, B'zois yovoi arin ala kodesh, bepar ben boko. So it says that the Kohen Gadol can only enter the Kodesh Kadoshim bepar, u'chayre means b'avoides apar. That's what we'll see later in the Gemara. Moses' lady didn't bring the par into the Kodesh Kadoshim. But Bezoishya ve'arin ala Kodesh bepar means the Avedis ha-par that was done before, the two viduyim, and the Shchitas ha-par, so that enables him to enter the Kodesh Kadoshim. Now, this Kohen is going into the Kodesh Kadoshim, he doesn't have an Avedis ha-par backing him. The first Kohen did the Avedis ha-par. He's only coming in with Domei Shalpar, but Avodah Sapar he doesn't have. So that is the Shail of the Gemara. Iboyilu Shochat Umeis, Mahu Sheyekoneis Acher Bedomei. Is the second Kohen permitted to enter the Kodesh Kadoshim with Damapar? Mi Amrinen Bepar, Vafilu Bedomei Shalpar, Bezois Yovei Arin Ala Kodesh, As long as he's bringing in Domei Shalpar, it's sufficient. So this new Kohen is bringing in Domei Shalpar. Oy dilme no bepar veloy bedomei shalpar. Par is amir. Par means the you need avoides apar take. Veloy bedomei shalpar. So we have here amachloikis. Abchenina omar bepar veloy bedomei shalpar. Abchenin is machma. Reish Lakish Omer bepar, v'afilu bedomi shalpar. Rabbi Ami Omer bepar, v'loy bedomi shalpar. Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha Omer bepar, v'afilu bedomi shalpar. So here we have a machlokes. Let us just see for 1 minute the tab tois v'shishonim. Shochat umeis. So tois says, "Bu adin nami shochat v'nitmo." L'chayre, we don't need that. The ikir shaila is that the first kohen gadol for some reason is not able to be goyma the avoide. So l'chayre the shaila could be asked by shochat v'nitmo also. Can the second kohen be goyma the avoide? The par v'lo bedomi shopar or the loy bedomi shopar. Ela milsa gamuche kamashmon dachate shemeisa balede tzibur v'loyla misla ozlo kedol kama. He's hopping on mace to tell us a zaiteke rebuse, that without these zaiteke problems of bepar bidomi shopar v'loy bidomi shopar, there is no problem al tchato shemeisa balede that's ozlo lemise, because since this is a chato tzibur, we'll see later in the sugyim, Achata shol shutvim, as the Gemara clarifies. So memele, there's no, it's not ozlo lemise, so it can still be used. So the when the Gemara cleared the shaila, the Gemara was meisif another chiddush that by meis it's not, there's no psul of chata shemeisa balel. And va'oid, then Taisus wants to say a different teretz. Kiven shehorishin chai. Could be Taisva says that there wouldn't be a shaila whatsoever if it was nitma the koyin rishin. Kivin shaharishin chai, vaha korbin shaloi, and it is his korbin, kidifirashti lel, Taisva is the man's the svar before also, hainu kishaloi, so memele, so it's considered like this is a hemshech of his previous avoide. She'einoi elo shluchoi shel rishon, the kohen, the poel, he can't fear duch the avoide. But if you have a live kohen gadol who was misvade, Taisus Bemison samoyre de kechidish, that you have a live kohen gadol that was misvade on the poel, who was shoychet the poel, now he can't fear ois the avoide because he became tomei. So Taisus says she'ein ela shluchay shalishen or paratzmoy kerine beis. So that's called paratzmoy. It's not domoy shapar. This is only a continuation of the first koyin's avoide, and since he's still alive, so it's going continuing for him. So we have an avoide shapar also. When the koyin died, and now that avoida became bottled. The vidya is lachayra bottle. It's not negani more for him. So now we have a shaila. It's shayach to come bedomi shalpar, if you need mamish bepar. Zok the Gemara weiter. Eisvei Rabbi Ami le Rabbi Yitzchak Nafche. Rabbi Ami was the machmer, and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafche was one of the mekilim. It says, Nimnim u'moishchin yedeye mimenu. One is permitted to become a monoy ane korban Pesach. One is permitted to be misalik his bailas from the korban Pesach. Ad she yishochet. Till you shech the korban Pesach, it's nimnim u'moishchin. But after you shech the korban Pesach, it's fafal. Can't be moishch anymore. In the pasuk that says that the pasuk that tells us the halacha that one can be moishech on the korban pesach is vim yimat habayis miyois miseh, that one the bayis the chaburik can become nismayit kozman miyois miseh kozman, you still have the seh, you don't have the seh anymore, the seh is not around anymore, then pasnish vim yimat habayis. So the Gemara says, so if you say, Eis v'rabba amil rabbi yitzchak nafche, nimne moish midem imen ad she yishochei, bim is, according to you, ad she yizroik mi boilei. Why ad she yishochei? After the shrite, it's still called aser. It's called bezois, yovoi arin al kodesh bepar. It's called, he's coming with the par, even though the par is geshochten already. So memeil, it's not called ois par. So one should be permitted to be moishach after the shchite. So the Gemara answered, Yitzchak Nafcha answered, Shani Hosam Dersiv Mihiyois Miseh Mihiyusa Deseh. That means that Bidashim Mihiyois Chiyus, that here that one Vim Yimat Abayis, when can the bias become the smite? When can you be misalik yourself from the chabure? Michiyus said the seh, calls man the seh is alive. When the seh was geshochten, there's no schus siluk anymore. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi, nimnin ala Pesach, misha reitzelim nois. Moshech yodov mimenu, misha reitzelim moshech, atche yishochet. Vimisa de laache schieten na mekrinen bei ala seh, Had she yizrik mi boilei, so lochere de shir should be later. So he said, no, vim yimat abayis, im bo minuyim, lihim moyit, vilim shaykh es yideyem, mi yais mi se, ba'oi tshavi yosoi kayem es yismatu, calls man it's an existence, v'loi mishi yishochi. So it's enough in the miut that you need mechiyusa de se, Mosiv Marzutrem Ein Poidin. We learn that one is not permitted to be Poide a Petach HaMoel. Loi Be'egel V'loi Be'chaye, because the pigeon is beset. V'loi Be'shchuto V'loi Be'treifo. And if you have a Seh Shchuto or a Seh Treifo and you want to be Poide the Petach HaMoel with the Seh, you're also not permitted. V'loy b'kloyim, and one is not permitted to be poide with kloyim. Kloyim Rashi says v'loy b'kloyim, the eiz v'rochel. Let's say there's a crossbreed of an eiz and a rochel. Avogav the Mishnei Tzodim who said, there's a ksek sovim v'seh izim, both have a shame seh, but if it's kloyim, taig doch nish. V'loy b'kloyim, the Bloy Bekoi, the Tayish, Utsviya Rashi says. Abaktani mi is, what is the Kasha Bloy Beshuta? Alma Shuta Lav Sehu. Here it says, a Shuta is also not good. That's an Agei Alonu. Elo Beset. So Al Kaponim we see that a Shuta is not called a Set. So it's a Kasha. From Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. He says that a Geshochta Napar is also called a Par. Shani Hosom, so the Gemara answered the Yalif, Se Semi Pesach. That we learn how to say Rishove, Se Semi Pesach. And then by Pesach we said already that it says, Mi Yais Mi Se, you need Mechiyusa, the Se, that the Se has to be alive. So Memele, so we learn out Pidyon Pesach Hamer from Pesach, that the Se also has to be alive, not a Shchuta. So Gemara says, if you learn out, so what are you telling me? You're telling me that Bemison, the literal translation of a seh can include a seh shchute. Now here we have a gzeir shove that the seh of pidyon petach hamoer has to be a seh chai, because it has to be similar to the seh of korban pesach. So it has to be similar. There's other halachas over there. Ima laholon zocho, tam, uben shone, it has to be a zocho, not a balmum, a ben shone. So afkan also zocho, tam, uben shone. And for the Gemara, Tamaloyma Tivta Tivta Riba. No, that's true. If you'd learn Exeira Shavataka, we should be Mamayat. But we have a Riba, Tivta Tivta Riba. In fact, the Gemara, Tivta Tivta Riba, Afilo Kulonami. So, Mamanashach, if you have a Riba, so it doesn't have to be Doime, the Sev, Kolben Pesach. So, let a Shruta also be good. So, that's the pshore. So, azaitike halocha, like ben shone, and tam, which has not, no shaykhis at all with the shem se, it's halocha proti by the se of korban pesach that it should be a ben shone, azochom. So memele, so that we say tivta tivta ribe, abisot as shame said, doesn't need the prote aloches of korban pesach. Masha einkein, shchuta lemaise is a miut, and it's not a live set, it's a geshochtene set. There's a geroin in the etzim set. So Memele, so here could be that, that was Nimsa the Gzeir Shovim, that wherever there's some sort of a Geroin and the Shem said, that was Nimsa the Gzeir Shovim, that we learn out Pidyim Petach Hamoyer from the set of Korban Pesach. Yeah, ein poidem dort zu see the rashes was skipped over, Petach Hamoyer, loy be'egel, v'loy be'chaye, the sexed, loy be'seshchute, seshchute means going about not an egel chayv, going on a seshchute. Yeah. So memele, so now we fanfold, that by Korban Pesach, we have a limo that seshchute is no good, and who adin, by pidyim Petach Hamoyer, we also have a limo that a shchute is not good. Eisvei Rab Yitzchok Nafche L'Rab Ami. V'hoitzi Eskol HaPar. Here it's speaking about the Par after the Shrite. And it says V'hoitzi Eskol HaPar. You take out the whole Par. So Vaista is after the Shrite, it's still called a Par. V'hoitzi Eskol HaPar. She says Amal Ache Shrite Par Kori Loi. So Sarait Rav Yitzchok Nafche, Kasher Rav Ami. So the Gemara answers, She Yoitzi Es Kuloi. Here it says a modern Loshen, Vohoitzi Es Kol HaPar. So the Kol is coming to tell us, Kol HaNishar from the Par. That means, that the Kol means whatever was left over. We don't have a Par anymore. But we have left over Shiraim of a Par. So it says, Vohoitzi Es Kol HaPar, Kol HaNishar Mei HaPar. Let us see Rashi, she yaitzi es kulay tirutzi kloima, lav the ikri par. Lachikoma yaitzi es kol hanishar mimenu. The Ritva wants to say, it's a different pshat. The Ritva wants to say that the not kol hanishar. If it's speaking about kol hapar, you take out the whole par, so by geshochtene, animal passed to say, you can take out half of the part, so take out the whole part. So something that's geshochta, by a live animal passed it to say, take out the whole part. No, what should you take out? How can you take out, it's one entity. So it's alright, speaking about a geshochta in the part. Eis, let us see Taisvis. Eis vei Rav Yitzchok Nafche L'Abrami Bohoitzi Es Kol HaPar. Hoche mashme, the laman di omar, afilu, the laman di omar, afilu bidome shelpa, mikri pa, afilu laachas rike. That means, according to Rav Yitzchok Nafche, the dome shelpa is also called pa, so afilu after zrike, it's also called pa, because here it's after zrike. The haikro laachas rike airi. V'hod de poich leel gabi Pesach ad she yizrik mi boilei. So the Gemara asked before, if you hold like Rabbi Yitzchok Nafche, so why does it say, it can only be nimne, you can only be misalik yourself, till the Shechita, according to you, a fellow after the Shechita. That was the kash. And here it says, Ad sheyizrik. Is lav mishum de la'acha zrike loy mikrise, l'chayr de gemara should have asked a stronger kash. According to you, it should be permissible after the zrike, because he holds a fellow after the zrike still has a shame power. Ala mishum de bosor zrike de kvar nase iker kapore, after the zrike de iker kapore was done already, b'maye heinimna olov, Mesulay Mikra Bailov, after the Kapore Pasnet Zain Amonui. So Memele, that means even though theoretically, it still has a shame say after the Zrike, but since the Zrike was done already, so how could you become Amonui on the say? And what will you be Amonui? The Kapore was over, the whole Bailus is only a Bailus for Ritzi, for Kapore. The Kapore was done. Now, I really don't understand Taisvis, because Bemison, the Taisus Yishanim and the Memtes Amad Beis explains there are two psukim. There's a posuk of Minui, V'michsas nefoshes tochoisu alaseh, and from this posuk we learn that one can become a monu till shchite. That's one posuk, that's the din of minyan. Tochoisu is a loshen shchite. And then there's another posuk, which we're speaking about, the posuk that Agamal brings, which is speaking about sila kaminoi. That's what we're speaking about. The Gemara asked, and Tachayso Taisa says, I mean, Tachayso is a loshen shchita, that's no kasha. Why you have to shchita? It says, b'michsas nefoshes Tachayso, till the shchita you could become a moni. So it says b'feirish. The kasha was, and the yimata bayis, miyois miseh, it could be mismayit from the bayis. Kozman has a shame sem. About the Gemara is Takasha, so why can't you be in the smite after the Shechit? It still is a shame, sir. So Taisus is Takasha, L'chayrech, may why dafke after the Shechit? The Kasha should be able to become L'chayrech, but the Kasha that our Gemara spoke about, mismaiting, is L'chayrech should be after the Zrika also. One should be able to be Misalik himself. In L'chayre, our Gemara did not speak about Minui. Our Gemara spoke about Siluk. And the kasha of siluk, I don't understand Taisus Teret. Taisus says very good. In minui pasnish minui after zrike, because there will be a money on. There was a reach already. So what is it to be a money on? There's nothing to be a money on. But siluk, if there's a halacha that one can be misalik himself from the Korban Pesach, so maybe it could be misalik after the zrika also, unless Taisa, maybe Taisa didn't speak it out, but it's the same lumdis. I mean, what's past siluk afterwards? If he got the ritzi already, but there's still a din siluk, if he'll eat it now, is an afkamina, is it called lemnuyav, shalaylem nuyav? I mean, it's only a din siluk in, maybe it's only a din siluk negatively that he's not allowed to eat it. The pasuk isn't speaking about the mebayis miyais miseh. I mean, that there'll be misalik himself. They'll put himself in hot water. That he won't be able to eat the korban pesach. He'll have the ritzi of the korban pesach. He won't have a new korban. He won't be able to go on it. I mean, that's not mistava that the pasuk is speaking about that. L'chayre, the pasuk is speaking about that he has the right to be misalik himself from this korban pesach and go to another korban pesach. So maybe that's Nichlal and Taisus Teret. Taisus doesn't speak it out. But could be that's Nichlal, that after the Zrike, so what's there to be Mesalik? He was Yaitse with the Zrike. Taisus speaks about the Tzad Mine, but L'chayre, who had it maybe by the Siluk? Zog the Gemara weiter. It says, another pasuk. Vespar hachatos, vese'ir hachatos. Let us see what Rashi says. Vesparachatos, kushehu, boksi vesparachatos, gabi yema kippurin. La'achem atendomi mishtoikro, lohitzi yom lesreife. So it says, after the shchite, after the zrike, it says that vesparachatos, it's still called a par, it's still called a soy. Omar Rav Pope, Sra Pope said, einachanami. If the animal is still the way it was when it was alive, and it has still the skin on it, and the bosser over it, and the perish inside of it, not the only thing that's missing the chiyus, the kulam aloi pligi. So then everyone agrees. That means that Philo de Machmirim, Rababi, and Rab Chanina also agrees that this is called a par. Ki pligi bedam. The nafka memina will be if we have the dam now. It says is mars over damikri par. Here's the Rebbe Chalek. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha holds that bezois yavi arne lekodesh. He only is coming with the dam apo. He didn't have more than the dam apo. So Yitzchak Nafcha holds dam also ikri par. Mar sovar dam lo ikri par. And the other man yom holds dam lo ikri par. Lamaise, it comes out from our Gemara Taki that that Lamaise a geschachtene animal not a malachiras chayza. That's a geschachtene animal is called a says called a par. I mean, according to everyone. I mean, so this came to before that you learn out says from Korban Pesach. I mean, that's now the heaven is to say this. A geschachtene sen par is zicha called a sen a par. Oh, shall is if you only have the dam of the par, is that called? But you have the pav. Agavuchips, the Cheshik Shloime, in Mesechtes Bobakama, Perik Merube, says, the Pstachsman Taf Samachvot, he says, Interessanta Haloche. He says that, the parsha of a Chiyignoiv, is Sheir Eiser, Tzvochi Yemochoroi, so he says, Lachayre, the Chiyiv Dalad Vahei should be applicable, afilu you steal a geschachtene shayr, and you sell it. So meila lachayre that should, if a geschachtene shayr is called a shayr and the geschachtene shayr is called a seh, so lachayre brings a gemara taken. So it should be the should be a chiyuv dalet vehei. Now there's a machlekes Rabbi Yechner Shlokish if has to be isa betvich isa bemechira. So good. So since it's lesser betvich, it's lesser bemechira. That could be the machlekes Rabbi Yechner Shlokish. But according to Rabbi Yechonon, Dachsim holds it doesn't have to be Yisa Betviche. So Lachayre, I mean, we don't picture it like this, but Lachayre, that'll be the din, that a person will steal a geshocht and a shayr, will sell it, will be chayiv dalet vehei. Omar Rab Ashi, mistavre keman di omar dam ikri pa. It's mistavre take, according to that dam is called pa. Because it says, "Bezois yovei Aaron al haKodesh bePar ben Bokor." That Aaron comes into the Kodesh bePar ben Bokor, otu bekarneho ma'ayile. He comes in with the par. How do you understand? Just comes in with the dam. Sar kochach elo bedamoi bekori lei par. Sar kochach pashte dekro is al arayit Rabbi Yitzchak Napche. Doesn't come in with the par. The idoch, what did Rav Ami do with this kashe? Bame huksha arein lo v'yel ha-kodesh bepar ben bokor lechatos. That's pshat, that he comes in with the avoides ha-par. The avoides ha-par that he had done. That's what he comes in with. Let us see Rashi. Boy, Robosor, Pere, Sheikh, the Mistoik, Robby, Gufa, Par, Shoy, Royipsor, Yopir, Sheikul, and Yachat, Kihosom, Kolarmeloi, Pligi, the Mikri Par, Ki Pligi, Lagabi, Bias, Pnim, Shane, Machnis, Shom, Elohadam. Is that called the Parben Book? So he says, what's the Swab of Ami, Bame, Urshalovoi, Mayase, Kideshe, Reshoi, Likonex, Yovi par chai lazore v'yasa avoide shebinyin ishidudetu viduyim and the shchita, and that's the par bezoish yovi arnal kodesh bepar the avoides par. Let us see Tosfos. Bespar achatos v'seir achatos v'hoch elek alameima shiyotzi eskuloi. Let's say the same parents before that you take out the remainder of the par, just like we said before, boitzias kol par sheitzias kuloi kol anisha. So I see the same thing over here. Whatever's left over from the par, that's what you take out and bring. Boch leklame mishaitzias kuloi kol masha nisha minapo. Shoyekva. The leikos of kol? This shtik teire kol anisha is, if it said the word kol, so then I could say, kol anisha. Doloi ksiv kol, kidoch siv bepa koin Mashiach. Poho doloi porich. Ivelo kach midam apo. Okay, it's a faltik. Now Taisi says you have another problem. It says, different posik. Ivelo kach midam apo. Now, lokach midam apo, weistochois, that it's called a po, after it's geschochten. So why did the Gemara bring this posik? Itzach l'vashine peg beiz bizvachim, atzeirem oizen hapo. If a person made a mum in the oizen hapo, v'achakach kibol domei posel,
שנמה מדם, he has to take from the dam הפו שיקבר פרש מחיים. That the Kabbalah has to be from the same po that was existent mechayim. So Memelos, if he made a mum after the Shechita, before the Kabbalah, felt in the Kabbalah. He dam hapo. So Al Kaponim hapo is not speaking about of the po now, of the dead po, the geshachtana po. Po means me dam from the dam of, it has to be, the dam has to be from the way the po was bechayim. So Memelos, you can't ask any kashas. Why is it called a po? Because he was speaking about the po Michayim. That's what Igmo just asked from the posuk, Boitzi is called a po. Zog the Gemara Vaita, V'teipik lei, Dechato shemesu by Leohi. Frag the Gemara, what's the whole shaila? If the Koyin could now, is B'zoi Shavu Arno Koydish, Bepar, if it means Bedome Shal Par, when you mamish the Par, it's Tamzai Papasal, because since the Kohen Gadol died, so it's a Chato Shemese Belel, Hiva Chato Shemese Belel, Lemisa Oslo. It's Oslo Lemisa, so Memele, so Bechlal, you can't bring in the Par, it's a Apostle of Kolben. You can't be makri v'chato shemesu balel. You can't bring it the dam because it's apostle of Kolb. Oma le'rovin barav ade le'rove. Omri talmidecho. Your talmidim said, Oma Rav Amram. They said over b'shem Rav Amram. And this kasha, that yesking a kasha, that it's achato shemesu balel, that's not b'loi le'chaper. Chatos Sibori. This is not a Chatos Shochit. The parsha Kohen Gadol is a Chatos Sibor. But loy lemisa ozlo. And so Rav Amram said that it's a Chatos Sibor, so it's not, so Chatos Sibor is not, we'll see later, Chatos Sibor, pshat is that, Sibor ain't a Mesa, so it's not Mesa by a Leo, so Memela, so it's not ozlo lemisa. And he brought a Rai, Rav Amram brought a Rai, this Nan, Oma loy Rav Meir. Rav Meir had a machlekes with the Tanna Kamma. What's the machlekes? He says, see in a minute. V'aloi par yoyim ha-kipurim, yes the makash. Yes the makash, we find that the par yoyim ha-kipurim, v'chavite koyin godlu, u'pesach, v'kolben yochitu, they all have a dinner v'kolben yochin, v'doiches ha-shabbos v'esatume. So he's asking on the Tanna Kamma, you see, it's a Kol Ben Yochid. This is a Kol Ben Yochid, and it's Doiche Shabbos and Tumim. Lav Mechlal. So, it seems he's the Rameir is Cholik with the Tanna Kamma. So what, the Ikala Mandi Omar, the Tzibo. Why is the Tanna Kamma hold that the Parsha Yom HaKippurim is a Kol Ben Tzibo? And he said, no, Parsha Yom HaKippur, I told him Parsha Yom HaKippur, it's a Kolben Yochid, and it's Doiche Shabbos and Tum. So we see that there's a Tanna that holds that the Porish or Kohen Gadol is the din of a Kolben Tzibur. The Ritva brings down, according to the way the Gemara understood now, that goof is the machloikis between Rav Meir and the Tanna Kamma, if it's called a Parsha Tzibur or Parsha Yochid. He says, how do you understand Chaviti Kohen Gadol. Chaviti Kohen Gadol is a mincha that the Kohen Gadol brought along the Tzicher, I called him Yochid. So what was the Havamin of the Gemara that the Tanna Kamma holds that is the din of a Kolben Tzibur? So the Ritva brings down two terutz. One terutz he wants to say, since the Chavitim are an intricate chelik of the Kolben Tomid, they were makrivit together with the Tomid, so Memelis that has dinim of the Kolben Tomid, even though Lemaisit came from, some belonged to the Kohen Gadol, was his mincha, but Lemaisit, it was a chelik of a Kolben Tzibur, so it didn't have a Kolben Tzibur. Or he brings down a different teretz, that the halacha is that what happens when the Kohen Gadol dies, and they were not meman another Kohen Gadol, it says, Mevi'in Chavitin Mishal Tzibo. So, Vais Tachoy said, Be'etzim, the Chavitim is a Chayvas Tzibo. No, the Kohen Gadol calls man is alive. He brings it away. B'makim atzibo, b'shlichin shal tzibo. It's called a chayv atzibo. So Mamela, so the Makshin held that's a swab of the Tanakamer. I mean, I'll nitaz about Kaponim. The Makshin understood that Akuf is the Machlokes, the Tanakamer and Rameya of these Kabonis have a din of a Kolben Tzibur, a Kolben Yochid. Well, Lav Mechladikal Amanda Omar the Tzibur. Well, the Taimeir, so he said, and the Srovi said, that's Pshan the Machlokes, the Ktoni, we learned another Baraisa. Also to this time to come. Omer le Rabbi Yaakov le par helam dovo shal tzibur usire avoydes kechovim bachagiget de kolben tzibur vein doichen leise Shabbos vleise tumem. This is a kolben tzibur and it's not doichen Shabbos vetume. So you also make your same dig. So I said, what is the time to come out? Mechlad ikal aman de omer de yochid. Now, kede par helam dovo shal tzibur usire avoydes kechovim shal tzibur. This is a din of a korban tzibur, and this is a din of a korban tzibur. No one told this a din of a korban yochid. So you see that what Rabbi Yaakov is tining is not muchach that the Tanakama disagrees with him in this nekuda. Everyone is made that this is a korban tzibur. Hello, le Tanakama kama hadalei. Both of them are asking on the Tanakama. The shom a they heard from him. The kama he made such a statement. He said as follows, is that a klal that a korban tzibur is doiche and a korban yochid is not doiche? It's a klal, v'loy par yom kippurim, v'chaviti koyin godol, u'pesach, the korban yochidu, v'doichen es ha-shabbos v'satum. It's a fakert. He's asking not, there's no machloikis what a par koyin godol is. A par koyin godol is zicha a korban yochid. He's asking on the yesod that the Tanakama had said, that a korban yochid is not doiche Shabbos v'tumis. He says it's not true. We have a korban yochid, which is doiche Shabbos and tumis. Parkoyin godl. V'om alei Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Yaakov asked him on the second yesod. He said a korban tzibur is doiche Shabbos v'tumis. So he says, v'om alei Rabbi Yaakov, korban tzibur klolu. That's a generality that is always doiche Shabbos and tumis. Play par helam dovo shotzibo, usiri abaydis kechovim, vachagige de korban tziburu, vein doichen loyes ha-shabbis, vloyes ha-tum. Helen the koit haiklola biyodach, so fakel, so they both disagree with the Tanakhama. The guidelines, when it's doiche, shabbis, and tume, is not, if it's yochid, it's not doiche, and if it's shotzibo, it is doiche. Now, kol shezmanu kavua, if there's a zman kavua to bring the korban, doiches ha-shabbos v'satume, afilo b'yochid, and that's why parkoyin godol is doiches, because it's zmanu kavua. V'chol she'ein zmanu kavua, eini doiches loyes ha-shabbos v'loyes ha-tume, v'afilo b'tzibur. That is why, sirei avoyde zore, there's no zman kavua, when they did a chet, so they brought it. But Al Kaponim says it's not Zman Kavu, it's a Mamela, so it's totally in Zman Kavu. So Trashi, the Tepek lay, Ba'ayin the Be'ina Le'el, Dal Kolchin, the Shaila we cleared before, doesn't he bring in the dam? Dal Kolchin ain Acha Nichnas B'Shchita Osoi, so it becomes a posel of korban. So the Gemara answered, no, it's a chato sibori. Oyel ba'olo ba'olochi ba'kehanim bo. It's on the whole shevet kohune. Dochsi v'chi ba'badoi ba'ad beise. So memeilo says, it didn't have a chato sibori. Omelei rab mei b'meseches t'mure. לאו מכלל דיק למען דומה דציבו, לאו מכלל דשומי לתנא קמא, דומה דציבו, he heard from the תנא קמא that it's a קורבן ציבו, והיינו תיימא דדוחי, and that's why it's דויכה, because it is a קורבן ציבו. So he asked him, no, it's not a קורבן ציבו, it's a קורבן יוחד. אומר לרב יעקב תנא קמא דרמאו, תביאו לך תנא קמא הדרי, דאומה קורבן ציבו דויכה, קורבן יוחד אינו דויכה. חגיגה זנתוי, חמפור של קמא מי תיימא קורא לי קורבן ציבו. חוויתי קוין גודל, זמנון קבוע בכל יום כתומד. חגיגה אין זמן קבוע לתחוי שבס, שרייש לו תשלומים כל שבס. אז אם זה דין תשלומים, תתנתוי, כולון זכת הביתה. חתו סיברי ולאב למיסה אוזלו. So what was the teretz? The teretz was that since this is a chatos sibo, and a chatos sibo is not ozo lemisa. Let us perhaps, this tesis will say for the Gemara later. Par helem shel sibo usi'irei avedes keichol. Bechol duchte nokat par loshen yochid, וסעירי עבדס כחובם לושן רב. ותאמרו, עמי, אי כמאן דאומה בפרקם דהיריס, דכל שבט ושבט מי וישראל בעבדס כחובם. That means, if each שבט was, what's the סעירי עבדס כחובם? So if you hold, according to the man, that each שבט that was,